matter of.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Cerevich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week's Mensch of the Week is our wonderful broadcast booth at SNY. Gary, Keith, and Ron, and Steve Gelbs as well, mostly for toughing it out during seasons like these and making the games watchable. We talk a lot about this during the lean Wilpon years. We talked a lot about this, about how even when there's nothing going right with the Mets, at least we have the best booth in baseball. And if nothing else, like, that's what makes the games watchable. And we didn't think that we would have to be having a conversation like that this year, but such is the way of it. It reminds me a lot of, you know, the reasons why I kept watching during previous poor Mets seasons, 2017 being the most recent one in memory, where there was just like no reason to really watch the team on the field anymore. But at least Gary, Keith, and Ron always put together an entertaining broadcast to watch.
And they don't, I mean, they could very easily phone it in, and they don't. Like, they're still always professional. They're still, and sometimes when the Mets are bad, that's when you get the best out of them, too, because they're just, especially when Keith is grumpy and they're playing, like, really bad baseball. it adds that extra element to the broadcast. But again, like you said, they do get their flowers, and, you know, part of our mention of the week is people that usually don't, but it is, you know, worth pointing out that they still do their jobs and that they still do call out when the Mets are doing something bad as opposed to just doing something good.
Yeah, when the Mets are bad, like, they take on outsized importance, right? Like, you notice how good they are at this even more.
And they don't always, you know, I mean, they do call the Mets out, but they will also, point out times when, like, it's easy to get kind of down in the dumps about them. And I feel like that's also, you know, one of the marks of a really great broadcast team is, you know, in part because they will call the team out on all the things that they do wrong, the many, many things, is that they've built up a trust. And, you know, they're also not afraid to say, like, the fan base needs to tone it down a little bit. And they're usually right about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, they're just like that comfort blanket, too. Like, just hearing their voices, like, even though everything's going wrong on the field, like, that's the one thing that's constant and will always be good.
Yeah. And as someone who has watched a lot of, like, bad broadcast booths, namely the Nationals booth a lot, and in addition to just, like, Gary, Keith, and Ron just, like, clearly being more entertaining and just, like, better broadcasters, like, the Nationals booth are, like, shameless homers, and they don't call the team out when they're doing bad things, which is a lot these days. You know, there is a lot that the Washington Nationals organization should be held accountable for these days, namely trading Juan Soto and, you know, tanking on purpose. Right. And they do not call them out the way that they should be called out. They focus a lot on the positives, which you should find, you know, that is part of lean years. You should find reasons to get excited. You should talk up your players and think that CJ Abrams is the next coming or whatever, but they don't balance that in any way. And I feel like Gary, Keith, and Ron are a lot more balanced. And, you know, we didn't talk about this in the main show earlier this week because we were saving it specifically for this segment, because I think it serves as a perfect, like, way to underscore this point. The Orioles suspended Kevin Brown for comments he made on a broadcast, which were simply him stating facts about the Orioles' performance against the Rays. And it wasn't even like the Orioles are having a bad season or something like that, because obviously that's not true. The Orioles are having a great season. But it was about how they historically have struggled against Tampa Bay, against the Rays. And he, you know, they put together a graphic and everything. So it's not like this was just Kevin Brown off the cuff saying this and deciding, like, I'm going to shit talk the team or whatever. He was simply pointing out their record against the Tampa Bay Rays, which is not very good. And they hadn't won a series against them in some time. And he was suspended for that, for just doing that. And Gary Cohen, during, you know, during the broadcast the night, you know, the night after or the night of the Kevin Brown, the when we found out that Kevin Brown was suspended on Monday night's broadcast, Gary Cohen laid into the Orioles for doing this. He that's some of the harshest language I've ever heard him use. And not harsh as in like cursing, but just like very stern words for the Orioles.
He was visibly angry too.
Because this is his job. And yeah, he felt that, you know, that they were, you know, limiting Kevin Brown's ability to do his craft, to do his job. Their job is to state facts and speak the truth about the team.
And this is the second time. I mean, it was in a different capacity where the Angels like suspended or wouldn't allow access to an athletic reporter because he was saying too many negative things about the team. And it's like, if you have too many negative things to say about the team, then just don't do negative things. Like they said that,
be a better team.
Yeah, they didn't want, like, they didn't like him pointing out that it made the Orioles look like they were cheap and they have the 29th payroll out of 30th. It's like, well, then you are cheap. There's a way to fix that. And so, like, even to the Wilpons' credit, they never reined in Gary, Keith, and Ron, too. Like, if they saw something that was worth calling out, they would call it out, and there was never any pushback from it. So in that case, and, you know, they still own SNY for now, but it makes us lucky that, you know, at least Gary, Keith, and Ron, we know, can do their craft that they're so good at without any restrictions.
Yeah, exactly. And it's sad that we have to like give the organization credit for like not doing a censorship, basically.
Yeah.
But like, that's where we're at. Like, you know, yeah. And I found the, like, we'll tweet out when this segment drops. We'll make sure to tweet the video of Gary Cohen's like full quote about this, because it's really well said, and it should be shared everywhere. But he called it an utter embarrassment, and he went on to say, "Let me just say one thing to Baltimore Orioles management. You draped yourself in humiliation when you fired John Miller, and you're doing it again. And if you don't want Kevin Brown, there are 29 other teams who do." So that was incredible, because not only was he calling out the team, he was sticking up for Kevin Brown and saying, you were doing a good job. Like, you were doing your job and what you should be doing.
Especially, you know, he's a young guy still. He's only been there, what, a couple of years, if that? Like, he's still trying to make his way in the business. And to now, you know, have a suspension on his resume, like, that could have really hurt his career.
Yeah. So I just feel like it made me feel even more lucky in the aftermath of this happening. It made me feel even more lucky that we have Gary Cohen. He is such a national treasure, and Keith and Ron too. You know, they are not afraid to say this stuff. And I think that in addition to just, you know, the Mets organization knowing that, you know, their broadcasters should be given the freedom to speak the truth about the team, I think that they also know that the Mets faithful would literally set Citi Field on fire if they suspended Gary Cohen.
Yes.
So I think that they also know that, like, Mets fans are obsessed with Gary Cohen, and for good reason, because he's the best that there is. He's the best in the business. We're so lucky to have Gary, Keith, and Ron. We really are.
And Steve.
Basically, Steve already got one. Steve.
Oh, right, true. Steve did get one.
Yeah, Steve got his own mention of the week for stepping in for Gary for doing the broadcasts, which he's done again since we did his original mention of the week. So shout out.
And under harder circumstances, no less.
Honestly. Yeah. Yeah. It's only gotten worse.
Poor Steve.
Yeah. So shout out to Gary, Keith, and Ron for just doing their thing and making the games watchable, and Gary Cohen for being a consummate professional and calling out the Orioles, who deserve to be called out for this. Absolutely. So yeah, very grateful for them. So that does it for this week's Mensch of the Week segment. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic podcasts. You can go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support our work and become a patron. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at @HRApplesauce. You can follow this show on Twitter and Instagram and Blue Sky and TikTok at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter and Blue Sky. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Home Run Applesauce and you should be able to find all of our fantastic pods right there. Please rate and review the show on your podcast app of choice. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in